Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And as we go through our normal daily lives, there are many things we experience that we don't really think about. We just take them for granted. You can't live almost anywhere unless you're in an extremely flat land and not go over a bridge. As a matter of fact, where I come from in Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, there are over 1,000 bridges just in Allegheny County. And it's really interesting if you think about it, because every single one of those bridges has to be engineered for a certain weight load, for a certain amount of traffic, and some of those bridges are old. It's not unusual to have a bridge that's 50 years old or 75 years old. Of course, it has been inspected and it may have been worked on and improved upon, but when the engineers built the bridge, not only did they look at how you build it, but they looked for the weakness. They looked for the where the load-bearing weight would be. Where is the weakness? Where do we need to make this bridge stronger so it's not weak, so it won't collapse? That's perfectly easy to understand. And if you don't look for the weakness when you're building the bridge, well, you're going to have a problem somewhere down the road. Or many of us have flown in airplanes, and we kind of take it for granted, and we don't really think about what it takes to get an airplane certified. But when you're going and you're building a new airplane, whether it's a 787 or it's an Airbus plane, it goes through rigorous tests, and they stress it to the max. They load tons of weight on the wings to see how much stress the wings can take. They're looking for the weakness. They want to correct the weakness. And because they do that, and because they look to make sure that the airplane will be able to stand up under great stress, we're all safer. And if you take that same premise and you take it into business and you think about it, and you've probably heard that nobody buys anything unless there's pain. They buy it for pain or pleasure. It's a common statement. Everybody uses it. It's not my original thought. I've heard it over and over again. But you know, if we really want to be successful in business, we have to find the weakness. Now, I'm not talking about anything negative. I don't want to take that weakness and use it against anyone. I don't want you to think that we're talking here about taking advantage. We're talking about being competitive. If we understand the strength of our competitor and why they take business from us, do we understand what their weakness is? If we understand what their weakness is, well, we can absolutely create a better sales presentation. Maybe their weakness is in customer service. Maybe it's in the billing department. Maybe it's in the product that they're selling. What is the weakness of the competition? And we can take this conversation in many different directions. We can say you have many successful coworkers, many successful employees, but we need to understand what their weakness is. What are they not good at? Because if we understand what they're not good at, then we can either help them get better at it, we can coach them, or we can say, I am not going to give that project to that particular person because it's not what they do well. So the more you understand the weakness, the more you study it, the more you then, after you do understand it, you turn it around and you make the weakness a strength, the more successful you will become. So, business and sales is about positive response. It's about building a positive thought. It's about building a company that is fantastic. But if we're going to look at all the good things in the company, we have to look at the weakness in the company. And then we have to correct the weakness to a strength. And once we do that, we become a formidable opponent. Our competition can't take the business from us because we have covered all bases. Study your employees, study your business, and there's one other person that we really need to look at their weakness. And you know who that is? That's you, the CEO, president, or business owner. Most CEOs, presidents, and business owners think they have to do everything well. But it's impossible to do everything well. What CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to do is how they need to know how to hire strong people, people who are going to absolutely do well what they do not do well, surround themselves with a team that's dynamic. And again, your business will be incredibly successful. So take a long, hard look at your business, your competition, and yourself. This is Howard LaWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.